We're talking to former Smith Center Redman John Betts from Lincoln, Kansas. He's been publishing Pregame Magazine, a outstanding football, basketball, and now track and even wrestling pregame magazine for the state of Kansas. John, bittersweet day and week for the Smith Center Redman alumni and family. Longtime coach Roger Barta passed away at 79 years old this week. Ironically, he had a state six state championships, and in 2004 through 2006, there was not a more dominant team as they went to 79 straight wins. You graduated 1993, played for the man 4 years. Your thoughts on the loss of Roger Barta from Smith Center?
Well, obviously, he impacted the entire community so much, and you know, not just the football program, but when you think about the kind of the buzz that was created around the community during the time when the Our Boys book was released, and the national coverage that went along with the streak and everything like that. It's almost Bill Snyder-esque, if you will, in the way that, you know, Bill Snyder made such an impact on Manhattan and, you know, was basically responsible for the expansion of the highways feeding into the city of Manhattan. I think Roger Barta made a similar impact on Smith Center and put it on the map in a way that I don't think it was prior to his arrival. He just was such a good guy. Like and I'm sure you hear that sentiment echoed over and over, but he was not a yeller. He was he had these subtle ways to influence you and help bring out the best in everybody, and really bring a lot of kids together behind a common mission. And you know, he played identity football. You were going to run the ball. You were going to hit hard. You were going to execute. You were going to be well versed. I can remember his scouting report. When I was in high school, they were all handwritten, and they had so much detail, pages and pages of the opponent's play breakdown and formations and strengths and tendencies and things like that. And, but he was also a great math teacher, and was always there for kids. That he would come in the morning to make extra time for kids that were having trouble with different math concepts and things like that, and a really exceptional math teacher. And maybe doesn't get as much credit as he should for the teaching side of things, but just so many different ways that he impacted the community, and he impacted young people, and was just a massive influence on my young life.
323 wins, 68 losses through 1978 to 2012, including six state titles. That's fifth all-time in the state of Kansas. Kansas Sports Hall of Fame inductee, 2014. Career coaching winning percentage was .826. You did a Brothers Through Bone, kind of a history magazine publication in 2013. What are the things that you are found after all those years? I mean, you're intertwined with the brothers you played with, the players that played at Smith Center, and the coaches. What were the things that after the publication of Brothers Through the Bone that you really found out? I was like, wow, I didn't know that, or this is really special.
I think about some of the common threads that the athletes that played in the late 70s when he first started all the way up until his retirement in 2013, they all talk about how he emphasized trying to get a little bit better every day, incremental progress, you know, how important it was to you're going to play the way that you practice, and always talking about how important carrying those things over into your, you know, into your life were, and about how to take that into adulthood and to be a good employee or a good employer and a good father and a good husband, and how those things carried over. He was one of the first men that I ever heard talk about love. He always talked about how it was important for us to all love one another, and that was a big part of winning, was caring deeply about the person next to you. He also, it was incredibly important to him that you surrounded yourself with good people that had similar goals in mind as you did. And you may have, if you've seen some of the Facebook commentary since the notice of his passing, one of the common things that's always said is that he always mentioned that we don't want to run with donkeys, which is, you know, he had some very funny kind of colloquialisms, if you will. And that was one of them where everybody always remembers that you, if you run with donkeys, you wind up being a donkey. So, but in layperson's terms, if you will, it just means hang out with people that have common goals and that care about your interests as much as you care about your interests. And I think you'll find that over a 35-year career at Smith Center, that everybody will mention some of those common things.
Well, John, you mentioned Joe Drape, A Perfect Season on the Plains. That all got started with the new world renowned author Joe Drape from the New York Times came out for a year and followed the team, wrote A Perfect Season on the Plains. But Barta was not happy that this happened. He was not happy that they scored 72 points in a quarter in a playoff against his alma mater. And he was almost embarrassed and did not want this book to happen. But the more Joe Drape worked and became known to Barta and the coaching staff and the kids, the more that it fell together. And just give your thoughts on the book and those three great seasons and truly A Perfect Season on the Plains in Smith Center.
Well, I had an opportunity to meet Joe, and I had an opportunity to talk to Joe a couple different times during that. I feel blessed and fortunate. He referred to Kansas pregame as the Bible of high school football in Kansas in the book. I can imagine. I was, when I first learned that there was going to be a book, I was concerned about it because I grew up reading Friday Night Lights by Buzz Bissinger, and that was a great story, but it also didn't necessarily paint the best picture of Permian High School and some of the things that went along with being a high school football player in Texas at the time. And so I'm sure there were concerns about that. And not that there were things like Permian. They had some cultural issues that we probably are not familiar with in Smith Center, Kansas. But not that there were things like that that anybody should be concerned about coming out. It's just there's always things that when they get put down in print, they sometimes look a little different on the page than maybe they sounded coming out. And so there can be some reservations about having somebody come into your community and immerse themselves in that way. But I think Joe found exactly what he was looking for, and there's a community that's 100% behind their kids and that they're committed to doing things at a high level. They follow Coach Barta's plan, and Coach Barta's plan spills over into the community as a whole, and those people take tremendous pride in not just being good at football, but being good at the things that you invest yourself in and trying to be the best at what you do. And that was a great story and a great book, and I'm glad that it found some success. I know that it spent a little bit of time on the New York Times bestseller list briefly, and now I wish somebody would make it into a movie. I think it'd be fun to see it on the big screen.
Well, John Betts, coming up on 20th season of Kansas pregame, appreciate your thoughts and prayers certainly, and about the Redmond family loss of Roger Barta, but you've used Coach Barta's motivation and desire to build one heck of a preseason magazine, and like I said, most all sports, but the number one sport you focus on is football. As you put together the Kansas pregame, the 20th season, what can we look forward to this fall?
Well, more of what we've been known for, especially in the last 10 years. You know, initially when we started it, it was more of a regional publication, and we grew it a little bit each year. But especially in the last decade, I think we've really done a good job of being comprehensive and covering every Cajun team in the state. And I think there's more of that. We are trying to put together a 20th anniversary team to name some of the top players in the last two decades. And let me tell you, it's been incredibly hard. So I hope to get that all nailed down, and I think that that will be a fun piece of the 20th anniversary. And like you said, Coach Barta was a tremendous influence on this. And if it weren't, if I didn't play for Coach Barta, you know, I don't know if Kansas pregame would be something that I would have done. And I'm very proud of it. And I know Coach Barta was pretty proud of it as well, because over the years I've talked to him and I had mentioned that I was thinking about coaching or teaching or doing, you know, different things. And he had said, well, you're not going to sell your business, are you, buddy? I really like reading what you have to do, and you've grown quite a thing there. So, yeah, he's certainly inspiration for it, and the basis for my role as an employer, my role as a husband, my role as a father. You know, he and my dad and my mom and my brother, they all helped lay the foundation for the person that I am now. So,
well, John Betts, we appreciate the information, your thoughts and prayers for Coach Barta and his family, all the Redmen. Understand you're going up to Minnesota for a little R&R before you kick out that pregame publication for Kansas pregame in its 20th season. And hope you have a good rest of the summer. And thanks for coming on KD Country 94.1 Z96.3 The Lake.
Thanks so much for having us and having me. And make sure and tell everybody can head to Kansas pregame and follow us on Kansas pregame on Facebook and Twitter. We're most active on those social media platforms. And I thank you very much, John, for taking the time out to talk about Coach Barta a little bit today.